Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Calling in the bot phone lines here at 221-1402. We got a little bit of a different show today. We're not sure what's happening. We have guests here. We have people calling in. But as usual, our streak of chaos is taking over.
We have fire in our belly.
Yeah, and a sick pooch. So, hey, Frosty, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
A little bit tired.
Well, it probably took you a long time to shave.
It did. It took me like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Some guy at Kent's meet asked me if I'd lost my razor.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I told him I was too lazy, and he shook my hand and told me that him too.
Oh, is that right? Well, you know, as long as they wear those little beardy things when they're cutting the meat, we're okay. And speaking of soulmates.
Good morning. It is a beautiful day today. You know, one of the things that's really hard as we get in front of the microphone for us to... I know personally, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So this morning, you know, we have a puppy that's not quite 5 months. She's 4.5 months. Sick puppy. My parents are visiting this weekend because we did the Boondocker Ball on Saturday night. And Sunday, I had this nylon she was running around with, and I didn't think anything of it. Now I can't find it. So I'm thinking she maybe have chewed up it quickly. So, because she's been okay, but there's been every day she's not been keeping her food down on some level. So, thank you, Dr. Bond, and the veterinarian staff over at Reading Veterinary Center for getting us in this morning. So, we're a little, you know, when your baby's sick and you don't know what the problem is, you're kind of... So, there we go. But we have some exciting guests coming on today, and life... goes on in many ways with what's going on in the world.
Yeah, you know, we've got some things also we're probably going to talk about, too, with the... With the revenues going down 11.6%, that's going to have a huge impact on us here. Plus, today is a special day that we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from this break. This is Carl Lindebott on Free Fire Radio. News Talk. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, we're being simulcast on 1670, so it really reaches out there for all you people that are listening on the computers. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, divorces, bankruptcy, civil, criminal. Rob's the man to go to. 1350 Placer Street is his address. Go to Rob. If you have a problem, he'll go to the mat for you. Okay. On a somewhat more of a serious note here. What do these people have in common? Marine Corporal Jason Dunham. Navy SEAL Michael Murphy. Navy SEAL Petty Officer Michael Mansour. Army Specialist Ross McGinnis, and Army Sergeant First Class Paul R. Smith. What do these men have in common? Every one of them was awarded the Medal of Honor from our country. Every one of them was awarded it posthumously. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is today, March 25th of each year, is the National Medal of Honor Day. And this date coincides with the same date, 1863, when the first ever Medals of Honor were awarded by the Secretary of War, then Edmund N. Stanton. And by the way, you do not win a Medal of Honor. You are awarded a Medal of Honor. It's the highest decoration for bravery that our country can give.
Now, aren't we going to be taking the ashes to Arlington with the Missing in America? Mr. Mays, who
right.
is also a Medal of Honor, who is just, his body's just been brought up from a, an interesting story in itself. He was a Buffalo soldier.
Right, they exhumed him from it was an old tuberculosis hospital. He was a Medal of Honor winner, a Buffalo soldier, died, was buried kind of in a pauper's grave.
In Arizona,
and they just exhumed him. And he's going to be one of the... His remains are going to be one of the three sets of remains that are being interred at Arlington through the Missing in America Project. But going back to the Medals of Honor, there's been more than 3,400 Medals of Honor have been awarded up through the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Every one of them since 1993 in the Battle of Mogadishu has been awarded posthumously. There are only 98 living recipients of the Medal of Honor. And the oldest living is 100 years old, and the youngest is 58. So anyway... Today is the National Medal of Honor Day. And you know, if you don't do anything except sit down and think about it, what it takes to win this. You don't get this by accident. At some point, you've given up every thought of being alive. It doesn't make any difference anymore. That's what you're fighting. They're fighting. The two that went down in the Battle of Mogadishu, the two Delta snipers, volunteered to go down in the middle of a hordes of angry Somalis that were trying to get to this helicopter. They went down. They volunteered to do it to try to rescue the team, and they were both killed. Anyway, what can you say about this? About the, you know, and our Medal of Honor winner, Colonel Sweat, of course, passed away a couple months ago. Anyway.
How do you follow that up?
Well, it's just something that...
Well, there's no segue.
There is no segue into this. And
can we take a break?
No, not yet. Let's just... We've got you know, some of our guests are on the phone.
Well, here's a positive note. This is the 25th... No. Okay. This is the 25th anniversary. Talk about something that's really positive is the YMCA. And this is the 25th anniversary of the Court Street YMCA. And our special guest today is Stacy Bertagna. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
So, what is happening with the YMCA? And also, we're going to talk about the Strong Kids campaign, which is something that's a very, very beneficial for our kids, is to have the community get behind them.
Well, we are very excited to be celebrating our 25th anniversary down on Court Street in Reading this year. We have done a lot of great work over the years, and we're looking forward to continuing on and having 25 more years of providing services for friends and kids and families here in Shasta County. So very excited to also recognize the over 300 board members that we've had over the last several years, 25 years, who have really worked in hard in this community to help us provide all the services that we provide down there. In order to provide those services, we have what we call our Strong Kids campaign. That is our annual giving campaign, and all funds raised through that campaign go towards providing scholarships for youth and families to participate at the YMCA and in any of our programming that we have for youth, so that no one goes without having this opportunity to be a part of the Y and an opportunity to really have something that has a impact in their lives throughout the years.
What would you say would be one of your favorite programs out of the YMCA?
Well, you know, every kid you talk to in town, they've always talked about going up to Camp McCumber every single summer and having that away camp. So you always run into people who say, I went to Camp McCumber when I was young, and everyone has that YMCA story. Our after-school care, we have that located at five different schools in Shasta County, and over 600 kids are going through our after-school programs, providing activities for them in those crucial hours after school where parents aren't able to be there because they're working families. And then we have all of our youth basketball leagues, our aquatics, our mentoring programs, and our other teen programs that we're starting to develop this year. So all very exciting things going on for kids in the community.
Well, great, Stacy. We're going to talk more about the Strong Kids campaign, the YMCA, and also a little bit about Dancing with the Stars. You can share,
give us
a little peek into that, the local version. We're going to take a break here, and next we're going to come on the phone with Steve Russo. Wow, this is going to be exciting. Hang in there with us. This is Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, Carl Linda Bott, 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have Espresso Joe's there. You get any kind of coffee you want. Very reasonable prices. And, of course, the finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Oh, heck.
Great.
In California. All right.
Let's go to the phones. We're talking with a gentleman who is named Steve Russo, who on Thursday, March 26th, is going to be talking about raising healthy kids in a damaged world. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
We also have Stacy Bertagna here from the YMCA, also talking about the empowerment of kids. Tell us what's going on, Steve, and what you're going to be talking about tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we're going to talk to parents about a variety of issues involved in raising healthy kids. We're not going to dwell on all the problems and the issues. I think unless you've been in a cave or a coma, you know we've got some problems with this generation. You know that there's some struggles. But how can we as parents empower our kids? How can we develop healthier communication? We're going to talk about the big H in parenting. So it should be a really encouraging night when parents leave.
The big H?
the big H, hypocrisy, which is probably one of the things that is hampering more healthy parenting and causing kids to struggle than what parents realize.
But hasn't this been age-old hypocrisy in parenting?
It is, but you know, it's worse today, I think, than ever, because parents are so, they're spread so thin, they're struggling with so many different issues. Many times, in fact, we'll talk tomorrow night about the fact that our kids today are struggling with their identity primarily because their parents are still struggling with their identity. You know, the whole issue of security, significance, and acceptance. So if we as parents are struggling, we can't help our kids to find out who they really are. So it's a cyclical problem.
Steve, it says that you were a professional drummer, radio, and TV host. Tell us about that part of your life.
I started playing professionally when I was in the eighth grade, so it's been a number of years, and I've had, I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area originally, moved to Southern California when I was in the music industry, had a chance to do some incredible things, you know, in the music industry. I'm still a member of the Recording Academy, the Grammy people. So we use the drums in fact, I'll be speaking on some school campuses in Reading and talking about choices and how to make healthy choices. We'll use the drums as the hook to get kids' attention, and we'll give them five ways that they can be better equipped to make good choices. I have a daily radio show called Real Answers that's heard in many parts of the world. I also host a number of TV specials. Most recently, we had a special that was on in October. And we're getting ready to launch a brand new interactive call-in show for teenagers called You Talk Radio.
Right.
So, Steve, with all the things that are going on in the world right now with, you know, all the pressures being put on parents and the kids, do you see this as an opening that for more government into our family life?
No. I think that would be the biggest mistake we could make. Parents need to step up to the plate. I love what Bill Cosby said in his book Fatherhood, which is it's an older book now, but there's some great truth in there. He said, "I chose to be involved in the raising of my children." And Carl, that is so critical. We can't push our kids off to government. We can't push our kids off to education. We can't push our kids off to church. All those, you know, church and education obviously are very important in the lives of our kids. But we as parents have to recognize we are still the number one influence in the lives of our kids.
Well, absolutely. But we also have programs like what Stacy's doing with our YMCA. It's not to take the place of parenting, is it, Stacy?
No, certainly not. We actually have a program right now called our Strong Families Program, focusing on health and fitness within the family. So we have the whole entire family coming down together with their kids and empowering the parents to work with the kids on having a healthier life.
But nothing abrogates the responsibility of the kid or the parents. I mean, that is what the strength is. Steve, what do you think about the newest statistics where it says 40% of our children are being born to single mothers?
Garley, concerns me because who is going to, certainly there's great organizations like the YMCA coming alongside, but where is the other help going to come from? I find it interesting, you know, the media attention that's being given to the Octuplets mom here in Southern California. But my goodness, even if you're a single mom with one child or two children, you need help, all kinds of help. And when we see this rise in the number of single parents, especially moms out there, boy, we've got a problem on our hands that needs to be dealt with.
So tomorrow night, it's called True Champions. That's something different. But okay, so tomorrow night you're somewhere else. I'm looking at the True Champions on Sunday, March 29th. Tell us about that.
That will be at Simpson University, and that's geared for young people. And that's it's going to be just an amazing experience for kids because there will be media, there will be music. We're going to be talking with some of the local athletes and how they have, how they're making a difference in their world and how they've found some answers. I'm going to pull my drum kit out. We're going to have prizes to give away. It's going to be a great night.
Okay. Now, you're doing something tomorrow at one of the high schools, or
on Friday I will be at. Two different schools. I'll actually be speaking at Reading Christian High School and then University Preparatory School.
Okay.
Great.
That's super, Steve.
Same. Will be pretty much the same topic. And if someone wants to go online and find out more about you and or books, could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We've got two websites. One is my name, steverusso.com, or they can go to Real Answers, realanswers.com, and they can find out more about some of the books we've got, our radio program, television program, and things that are available to help for parents and for students.
Well, that's great. Hey, Steve, anything you'd like to get in here in the last minute?
I'm just excited about coming to Reading. It's been an interesting adventure, and I really appreciate people like Karen Smith and others who have worked so hard to make this possible. And we're looking forward to really being able to help some parents and helping some kids and enjoy just that part of Northern California.
Yeah, it's beautiful up here, and you know we care about our people, and we're gonna put your links on our website too.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much. We're on the phone with Steve Russo, and thanks, Steve. We're right now our subject is about empowering our children. Also in our studio is Stacey Bertagna. We've got to take a break for ABC News. We have a few callers on other subjects. Hang on the phone and we'll be back. We're going to cover it all. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 221-1402. Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you don't have the money to buy that new piece of jewelry, but you want to rework it, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. He guarantees it's going to look better, cleaned, and everything. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Let's go to the phones.
Charlie, thanks for waiting.
Hey there.
Hi, good morning.
Hey there, hi there, oh there.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to call and tell you guys, since it was Medal of Honor Day, about what we have planned for Colonel Sweat, and that's the thing that we've been playing phone tag about.
Okay.
The event. Yeah, it's on the 30th of May. There's going to be a dedication at the airport of a Medal of Honor memorial for Colonel Sweat.
Absolutely.
And I believe...
No,
wow,
on,
I mean, it's just wonderful that, you know, that we had a Medal of Honor winner and he was such a glorious gentleman.
Yeah, and Rick Marchand is a gentleman here in town who got this idea, and he's been out making it happen for a few months now. He started it before Colonel Sweat had passed away and got the airport involved, Rod Dinger's involved, got Linda Hartman involved, got a gentleman who paints aces. Makes paintings of aces involved to create this painting that's going to be out there. And so then we just recently got involved, myself and Bill Phelan from the Purple Hearts Association, and a couple other people got together to try to jump in there and help him out and make this a great event for Colonel Sweat.
So it's on May 30th. Is it in the daytime or nighttime?
It is in the afternoon. I believe it is at... I believe it's 1500, but I don't have my notes in front of me. It's 1600 right around there.
Well, we're going to be pushing it between now and then, so everybody will know about it.
Right.
We want to get the
right
word out because this is something cool. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Bye. George, you want to talk about something here?
Yeah, I believe there's going to be a Vietnam Special Forces Memorial dedication on April 25th.
That's
out
right.
At the cemetery.
That's it. And we're going to be talking about that, too. April 25th, it's going to be a special ceremony for our Special Forces veterans. And in memory of their service.
Well, that's good, because that's the day after we race, so we can be there.
That's right. I think that's, what, a Saturday?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're going to talk.
There's a lot of media out there, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to want to have... a spokesman for the group here, so they can come on and talk a little bit more about how it was built, how the reasons behind it, and something also about our Special Forces community.
Right on. Now, there's a lot of guys we need to be thankful for going over there and serving. My dad was a two-tour veteran in Vietnam.
I tell you what, George, you know, the thing is that sometimes we forget what it cost for this country to be as great as it was. And, you know, a lot of times war doesn't touch people, and they forget. I mean, people still remember what happened on 9/11.
Very true, and, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for those guys who served in Vietnam. Whenever I meet a Vietnam veteran, I always say thank you and welcome home, because of their sacrifice, us new soldiers, sailors, Marine, and airmen, we're thanked when we come home.
You know what, you're absolutely right. You know, and the only fortunate thing about all of this is that people have finally realized that the Vietnam vet you know, needs to be thanked. And they're not asking for anything special, but a thanks. Hey, we appreciate what you did, just like you said, George. So
thank you.
Thanks a lot, George.
Our guest today is Stacy Bertagna from the YMCA, and I guess the segue would be that these men and women that laid their lives on the line for our country and its freedoms and honor in that, and programs that our community gets behind so that our kids and our families can be united. Families are so important, and the YMCA represents that. So tell us more about the program that you're doing about the Strong Kids campaign.
Well, we're very happy to have partnered with Steve Gaines over at Best Western and C.R. Gibbs and Suzanne Birch with Warranty Administrative Services. They are our leaders in our campaign this year, and they have stepped up to the plate with us to raise $150,000 in a short 5-week period.
Wow.
Happy to report that we're already at $90,000 raised, and we have 2 weeks to go. So we are 60% towards our goal. And as I said before, all these funds go towards providing scholarships, financial aid to kids and families directly in our community. The money all stays here and supports those kids, and then also subsidizes other programs we have, such as those programs in our youth and teen department.
Well, I have a personal relationship and story with the YMCA. When I was 14, just going from actually eighth grade into high school, I went on an Easter trip to Mexico, Guaymas, Mexico. And at that time, I think it was maybe $150. I didn't know anybody, but I just thought it'd be really fun. I was adventurous. And it was a YMCA school bus that took a group of maybe 30, 40 kids, I can't remember, and we went to Guaymas, camped on the beach, and there was that feeling of camaraderie that was just something I'd never experienced before, and that's the empowerment, where we got to go horseback riding on the beach, we sat around the campfire, they gave us wonderful, you know, songs and how to be a better citizen, how to be a better American, how to be a better human being, cleaning up after all those things. And then we went to Disneyland afterwards. But I can just remember that was a wonderful experience for me. And I made lifelong friends from that trip.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the YMCA is all about, is you always are meeting new friends. And we're all about a community here in Shasta County. And we've also taken kids on trips over to other countries and having formed relationships over there. So we're about that community and really building that, both at our facility on Court Street and within all of our different programs.
Okay, now what's happening July 11th?
Oh, goodness. And July 11th, part of that community thing we have going on is Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
And who are the contestants?
This year's stars, very happy to report, we have a great cast this year. They just came in for their photos last night. So we have Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine, Michelle Martin-Strebe with Record Searchlight, Melissa Hunt, Anderson City Council, Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance, Mike Kruger with KRCR, and District Attorney Jerry Benito.
Wow.
What a cast.
Again, my
and
name.
And four judges.
Again, my name was left off the list. No, that's okay. I'm starting to feel like Bob Hope.
There's always next year.
Yeah, there's always next year. You know, at a certain point, I'm going to have to go out there with a walker.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for being our guest. Any closing thoughts?
Well, I just want to, you know, say that the YMCA and some of the conversations we've had today, right now we have a program down at the YMCA for families whose husbands, wives are being deployed, and we are providing memberships for them at the YMCA for their families. So if they are interested in that program, they can always come down to the Y and we can give them more
free
information.
And that's free, right?
Free to them if they're being deployed. So
well, we really appreciate that, because there's a lot of our National Guard people around here that we do have people being deployed in their families.
And we do. We have quite a few families in our community that are on this program.
Oh, that's great.
We're happy to provide that for them.
And the Dancing with the Stars is a fundraiser, and the money goes to some of these programs.
Directly. Money goes directly to all of our youth and teen programs, so that will be on July 11th. Tickets will go on sale the beginning of June, and a very exciting year up on the stage at Cascade Theater.
And I get to judge.
Again, beautiful, right. Linda.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I get to sit in the audience again.
I say, you see that move, honey? Let's do that later.
Oh, I have to do that.
Anyway,
yeah.
Stacy, Stacy Bertagna from YMCA, thank you so much for being our guest. You
thank
will come
you.
Back again, won't you?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebaum, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to talk about the cut in revenue and some of these impacts it's going to have on us. So stand by. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl Lindebaum. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by New Image Studios, 2655 Park Marina. They are going to be down at the Baby and Kids Expo as part of the Home and Garden Show at Shasta County Fairgrounds. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dan and Julia will be giving away, have giveaways all weekend, have drawings all weekend. They are the finest photographers that we are know.
And speaking of the Home and Garden Show, all the tickets that we have are bye-bye.
Are bye-bye already. You all inundated us with phone calls and emails. So we have given, we are giving these away. We will give out the names tomorrow.
You know, we've been talking about memorials for some of our veterans, and one of the things that we need to also mention is that in IGO, a memorial honoring U.S. submarine veterans on eternal patrol will be dedicated at 11 a.m. on April 4th. That's at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
It's a week from Saturday.
And there'll be a no-host lunch held after the ceremony at Lulu's.
And we're going to have a member of that group on next week to talk about this. So this is quite a group. These cuttlefish guys, they are fearless. Fearless.
They're in the game.
Okay, one other thing we want to announce before we go into our problems
still
economically is that, you know, tonight, you know, they did a ER finished up their run, 15-year run, and part of it was based on teenager binge drinking. And that was based on what had happened here to a member of our community. So also tonight, there is going to be a forum from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Reading City Council Chambers in on Cypress. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. And they're going to focus on ways to curb underage binge drinking. And I tell you what, this is a serious problem. And there's a number of serious problems facing our children. You know, look at our guests today. They're coming in to talk about helping our children remain strong and steadfast. And there's a lot of problems going on just in our city right here. We have lost.
So it's a forum tonight from 7 to 9.
We have lost a huge amount of money in our tax revenues. And I mean, we're talking about the worst that it's ever been, facing the worst quarter of retail sales ever. They're going to have to make more cuts, people. They've already made some, but it looks like it could be another $3 million. They're going to have to cut more than $3 million in the next round. They were looking at June, but it may start as early as next month. We've got some problems here, and now we've got to figure out what our priorities are. But everybody's got some ideas, and some ideas for gaining more revenue. But you look at the front page of the paper today, if you take the paper. If you don't, the front page has got, you know, Gottschalk's selling off stuff. They're having problems with groceries. You know, there is good news in the sense that, we've got a couple of businesses opening up. But I don't know if the number of businesses opening up equal the numbers of them that are closing down around here. Paul, good morning. Paul, you're on.
Yes. Yesterday, a gentleman wanted to know about the Veterans Home.
Yeah.
I got a call from Mr. Johnson's office, and they're going to break ground on April, next month.
Great.
They're breaking ground in April. Now, our Representative Dave Lanford saying is that it's still set to be finished in 2011.
Well, as long as they break ground, start it.
Well, at least we can do that. Now, you remember, I want to tell everybody, is that next Monday at 2 o'clock at the VA clinic, they're having a meeting with Dr. O'Neill. He's going to be here. He's going to be talking about a number of things that affect the veterans, and very few people ever show up. We need to have a lot of people there to have Dr. O'Neill explain a few things to us.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know, but I enlisted in the Navy in 1939.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Well, they said FDR got us out of the Depression. He didn't. I got paid $21 a month, and I was glad to get it.
Well, I tell you what, you know, back then, anything was good. And I think people are starting to look at that again.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Paul.
You got it.
You bet. Enlisted in the Navy in 1939.
Wow.
Whoa. I would say Paul's over the age of 50.
Now, we know a lot of you are in the uproar about the new Walgreens, Cottonwood, 5-0 in agreement to changing this 2-acre site drugstore in Cottonwood. Let us know your thoughts on that. Another Walgreen coming up to the North State. What about the mom-and-pop places that are going out of business? I know it's convenient, not putting it down.
Cheaper.
But take a look around at the people that have gone out of business. And somehow, inside of my own heart, I know it's convenient. We've been there. But I know that Carl and I really, really will even go out of our way to buy dog food and buy other items that where we know something is locally owned and we want to support our local businesses. Think about it.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
On News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Let's go to the phones right now. Jay, good morning.
How are you all today?
We're great, Jay. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to what you were saying about the Walmart, and I agree with you very much, but I really don't know what we can do about it. I mean, it's nice to keep the hometown flavor, but, you know, when Barnes & Noble came in, the Reading Bookstore went out. You know, it's just a fact that, you know, when new things come in, like big chains that can operate at a loss for years until they drive out the competition, you really can't fight it. I mean, the only way to fight it is to get everybody in town behind the business.
Well, you know, they did this down in Southern California. The city said, we do not want a Walmart here. This was a Walmart we're talking about down there. And so, I mean, they fought Walmart. They fought it, and they kept them out of their city. And guess what they did? Guess what Walmart did? They moved it 2 miles away to another city who said, oh, we want that tax base. And so the people in that city didn't get the tax base, and they still probably went to Walmart.
Yeah.
So
still drove the locals out of business. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to say it, I mean, but progress, as painful as it is, as much as I dislike how it's taken away the small-town way of life, you know, with the small businessmen and all that, it's about as inevitable as we went from hunting gathering to agriculture to sustain ourselves. I mean, it's just more efficient. The other way can't compete.
Yeah.
And I hate to see it happen, but I really don't see any
well,
way around it.
You know,
I mean, there's already a Walmart. There's already a Walmart pharmacy in Anderson,
yeah,
just a few miles away.
So you got a Walgreens here. Well, you know, we've got the phone lines filled up, but I appreciate your phone call, Jay, because you're right. And unfortunately, you know, the backbone of our country is small businesses, and they're being whacked away at with this. Thank you for the phone call.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bill, you're up.
Yeah, hi, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Bill.
Yeah, I was talking, one thing on the price of groceries that went up when the gas prices hiked.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, number one, is why they've never come back down. You know, they continue to rise. They blamed it on the price of fuel.
Yeah.
Well, that's been low for quite some time. And another thing that I'd like to say, and then I'll get off the air, I don't think our politicians have realized that they've picked the carcass clean. They wonder why we're not spending state, federal tax, city tax. They don't allow any industry in to make a decent job, particularly in Reading. You're lucky to get above minimum wage.
Uh-huh.
And then you got water, and then you got electricity, and then you got the butane, propane prices.
Yeah.
You know, you got the whole crowd. Everybody is picking your paycheck to bits. You got the health care price. My wife, 10 years, worked at a job in Reading here. She started her health prices were like $200 a month. Now they're $200 a year. Now they're $2,400 a year. So any raise she ever got's been taken away from her.
No, any cut in taxes is gone. It's gone before
oh, yeah.
it even gets to us.
They
you
don't
know,
seem to
that's
understand.
Why.
Everybody's picking the pocket. That's
yeah.
why there's nothing left.
Well, that's why on April 15th there's going to be a Bostonian Tea Party right here in Reading, and we're going to meet down at the Civic Center. We're going to march across the Sundial Bridge, and we're going to protest by dumping tea into the river.
Well, we're not sure
and
about
we're
going to
talk.
Dump
well,
the tea.
We're going to talk about that a lot more. But you know, that's you know, but it's just a way of saying you know we've had enough.
Simulate
yeah.
it, but
okay, we've got to run.
We just know I'll be there.
Thank you.
I hope so.
Thanks.
I really like Bill's saying, picked the carcass clean.
Well, they are. They're doing it, and it's not getting any better. John, you're up. We've got 30 seconds.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, I just have one quick statement to make, and it is a statement. The only way local businesses are going to survive is if the people in the community support them. It's real simple.
Yep, that's it.
If you want home-based businesses and local businesses to exist, buy from them.
Yep. Well, you know what? That's the whole thing. And
bottom
line. That's why you have to go out and you've got to find it. You've got to support the local businesses.
If we don't, they're going to go away. And if you enjoy doing business with people who live in your community, and certainly the clerks at Walmart live in the community, but they're not. It's not essential to them whether or not Walmart makes it or not.
That's right.
That's why the service you get there is very casual. And the experience you have with private businesses in a private location is just tremendous.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I sure hope we don't lose all of our local business base.
It's up to us. It's up to
us to
stand up and do these things, John, just like you said.
I couldn't agree more.
Hey, thanks, John, for your phone call.
Okay, bye.
You know, tomorrow we're going to have kind of a health and fitness day. We've got Joe Adamson coming in from Adamson's Peak Performance.
And Trudy
Pratt coming in to talk about natural remedies. We want to bring in health. You know, a lot of things have happened lately that it's wearing us down. So what can we do to build ourselves back up?
Plus various topics
have. Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS and Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?